It's Thursday, December 30th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, 2021 wasn't a good year on the security front. Here's what I'm worried about for 2022. This is the Business of Tech's 2022 Prediction Series. It feels required to make some predictions about security for 2022. I'm a reluctant commentator on the security space. I avoid discussing security as an opportunity because I think the crimes of others are a tax on small business, not an opportunity to sell more locks. Cyber criminals are terrorists, and precautions are necessary for sure and an unwanted drag on the economy. If given a choice, I'd prefer businesses spend money on growing their offerings, not protecting their flank. Pure acceptance of the current state of affairs and blaming victims is wrong when the conditions are open warfare. Thus, security is a necessary investment despite being unwanted. I put a risk management lens on my analysis. Where are choices that minimize risk effectively? So, some predictions. In 2022, the stats on breaches will get worse, not better. I want to be positive and simply cannot be here. Gartner has predicted that by 2024, a cyber attack will so damage critical infrastructure that a member of the G20 will reciprocate with a declared physical attack. In order to get to that outcome, a physical attack, the landscape won't improve. This implies governments and law enforcement have not created an environment where cyber attacks are viewed as too costly. That direction points to the landscape getting worse, not better. This is a seemingly obvious prediction, although rarely brutally delivered. Society is not winning the cyber war. In 2022, the idea of financial incentives as part of the offering will be adopted by more vendors, or new vendors entering the space. I've covered both SentinelOne's warranty offering and Resilience's coverage plus software approach to offering cyber insurance. This will become a competitive offering. We'll see a vendor take a channel-focused approach to the offering, bringing the combination to a reseller model. They'll have skin in the game, and they'll be rewarded for their efforts. In 2022, several vendors will be rejected by providers for being unable to address supply chain concerns. Kaseya's breach was a long overdue wake-up call for the provider community, and to be fair, their name could have been replaced by any vendor, and Kaseya's response was well orchestrated and executed. The aftermath is that providers have a concrete example of how a supply chain attack can impact them. Thus, next year, providers will openly reject vendors for not having answers to supply chain management concerns. They may be forced to, particularly by insurance companies, when they prioritize having coverage and require choices to get to standards their insurer is comfortable with. It's almost the inverse of my previous prediction. The key is that the action will be initiated from the provider side, not from the vendor one. In 2022, a significant enough law will pass in the U.S. requiring breach disclosures to include a broad range of SMB businesses. The pieces are all there. 45 states and Puerto Rico are reviewing more than 250 pieces of legislation around cybersecurity. Something is going to pass. Protecting businesses is a winning issue on either side of the aisle and an obvious effort for lawmakers to take. Making notification mandatory also removes the stigma because now it's easy to blame the government for the disclosure. As common as these incidents are, everyone will be reporting. No shame. In 2022, those ransom payments won't go unnoticed by governments. I'll predict an outright ban, maybe not across all industries, but there will be some that'll be taken off the table. This is a category where I wish my predictions were cheery. It's not to say I don't see opportunities and significant lines of businesses in handling this needs in the market. The trick is that I'm not enthusiastic about it at all. Winners will be the ones who thread that needle of positioning as smart risk management, and losers in this space will be viewed as predatory arms dealers. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Have a happy new year, and I will talk to you in 2022. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.